This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين حميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا عما أنذروا معرضون قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات ائتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا أو أثارة من علم إن كنتم صادقين ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دون الله من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة وهم عن دعائهم غافلون وإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق فإما منا بعد وإما فداء حتى تضع الحرب أوزارها ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم سيهديهم ويصلح بالهم ويدخلهم الجنة عرفها لهم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Repeat after me. And kids that are watching, repeat after me also. Astaghfirullah.
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 أستغفر الله الذي
أستغفر الله الذي
لا إله إلا هو
لا إله إلا هو
الحي القيوم
الحي القيوم
وأتوب إليه
وأتوب إليه.
اللهم
اللهم
أنت السلام
أنت السلام
ومنك السلام
ومنك السلام
تباركت
تباركت
وتعاليت
وتعاليت
يا ذا الجلال
يا ذا الجلال
يا ذا الجلال
good والإكرام
والإكرام
ربنا
ربنا
تقبل منا
تقبل منا
إنك
إنك
أنت السميع العليم
أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا
وتب علينا
يا مولانا
يا مولانا
إنك
إنك
أنت التواب الرحيم
أنت التواب الرحيم
وصلى الله تعالى
وصلى الله تعالى
على خير خلقه
على خير خلقه
خير خلقه
خير خلقه
محمد
محمد
وعلى آله
وعلى آله
وعلى آله
وعلى آله
وصحبه
وصحبه
أجمعين
أجمعين
برحمتك
برحمتك
يا أرحم
يا أرحم
الراحمين
الراحمين.
So we're gonna read the three surahs at the end, okay? So together. You don't have to repeat after me, you could say it with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
We're going to read Ayatul Kursi together.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Prophet also used to say Alhamdulillah 33 times, or Subhanallah, and then Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar 33 times, so you can say that silently. Okay? So there's lots of records of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembering Allah after the prayer. And some of those are the same all throughout the prayer. Some of them are special for certain prayers. Yeah. We're going to start off with just the stuff that we said. You can use that after any prayer. Okay, so it's good to get in the habit of saying that. Mm-hmm. But I also want you to start thinking about what it is that we're saying. Because mm-hmm. even when I was growing up, when I was little, I was told to remember some things to say, like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, yeah. Allahu Akbar, or, you know, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. I mean, I said those things, but I never knew what that stuff meant,
yeah.
or why that stuff is important. But I'd like you guys to grow up knowing why that stuff is important and what it means. So the first of those things we said today was Astaghfirullah, and we said it three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Astaghfirullah means?
I seek refuge in Allah.
That's A'udhu Billah.
Oh.
What you just said, I seek refuge in Allah, that's A'udhu
Billah.
Oh,
I seek forgiveness in
Allah. I seek Allah's forgiveness.
Yeah.
I'm asking Allah to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
That's I ask Allah to forgive me, I'm asking Allah to forgive me, I'm asking Allah to forgive me. Three mm-hmm. times over.
Yeah.
But usually you think, you know, if I did something messed up, then I should ask Allah to forgive me. But I didn't do something messed up, I just prayed.
Yeah.
In the masjid!
Mm-hmm.
I did something good.
Yeah.
Well, why am I asking Him to forgive me if I did something good? This is actually part of the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Mm.
Ibrahim alayhi salam did one of the best things that could ever be done. He built the Kaaba.
Mm.
You know, like somebody builds a masjid, then anybody who prays in that masjid gets the reward for the
yeah.
for a part of the reward for them praying in that masjid.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what rewards Ibrahim alayhi salam is getting for building the Kaaba. That means no masjid is ever built.
Mm-hmm.
No person has ever prayed except he gets a small commission out of each one of them, because they're praying towards the masjid that Allah had him build, right? So he's done one of the most amazing good deeds
mm-hmm.
that could ever have been done by a human being.
Yeah.
And when he was doing it, he was making tawbah to Allah.
Mm.
Why? The first thing is, even when we do good things, how do we know the good thing we did was good enough?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, my mind could have traveled during prayer, I could have forgotten an ayah or messed up a word.
Mm-hmm.
I could have made a mistake in the prayer. My wudu may not have been perfect,
mm-hmm.
right? So it could be any number of things that were not that great.
Because
we're not just graded in the prayer on what other people see, we're graded where our hearts are too.
Yeah.
So Allah knows where our hearts were when we were praying.
Mm-hmm.
It's also true that we came to pray, but that doesn't mean that we're angels.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that the night before or before we got here, or when nobody was watching, we didn't have bad thoughts, or didn't say bad things, or didn't
mm-hmm.
do bad things.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of stuff between Isha last night and Fajr this morning that happened,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And even just because we pray, we don't think, oh, we did something good, that must mean we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like that. Muslims
mm-hmm.
aren't like that. We realize we did something good because, first of all, that's good for us. Allah heals our hearts with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we ask Allah to forgive, because even the good that we do, Ya Allah, I pray that it's good enough. I pray that it's good enough. I want you to consider it good enough. And cover all of its mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And cover them up. And it's really beautiful that astaghfirullah also means I ask Allah to cover.
Mm.
Like the ghafara in Arabic actually doesn't just mean to forgive, it means to cover.
Okay.
So I'm asking Allah to cover, like cover up all the imperfections, the shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking Allah to cover up all the messed up things I did, or the mistakes I made, or the things I shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I lost my temper yesterday, maybe I made a joke and hurt somebody's feelings. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did. Ya Allah, cover those mistakes up. Why cover them up? Because when I come in front of you on Judgment Day, then I would rather they stay covered up and they don't get exposed. Wait, that's on record too? Wait, that's, can you not play that part?
Yeah.
You know, if somebody recorded you do something embarrassing and they're like, hey, you want to watch it? You want to watch it?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Say nothing.
Can you not?
Yeah.
No, I could send you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, don't send it. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I want to see what you look like. Let's look at it together.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing yourself do something embarrassing
mm-hmm.
is really hard,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And on Judgment Day, everything will be shown.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So we ask, the first thing we ask Allah after every prayer is to cover, to cover, to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Now the last thing about that I want you to think about. When we're standing in the salah, are you allowed to look around?
No.
No.
Are you allowed to talk about anything else?
Mm-mm.
No.
Are you allowed to move your body any way you want?
No.
So you're body's no longer free, your eyes are no longer free, your tongue is no longer free. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I
mean, you're completely restricted for those moments in the prayer. It's not even, you could do whatever you want to. Now you're going to do whatever Allah wants you to.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
The moment you say Allahu Akbar to the time you say Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, you're under completely Allah's control.
Mm-hmm.
Physically,
yeah.
And
yeah.
even in your tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know why that's important? One of the reasons that's important is because that's what Judgment Day is going to be like. Not voluntarily, but even involuntarily.
Yeah.
On Judgment Day, I won't be able to say any words except the words Allah wants me to say.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be able to move my eyes except where Allah wants me to move them.
Mm-hmm.
He even says, "Nakisu ru'usihim," their heads are going to be held back or their heads are going to be put down.
Mm.
You won't even be able to move your head like we do freely now.
Because,
you know, when we pray now, we're like,
mm-hmm.
we do all kinds of...
Yeah.
None of that's happening on Judgment Day. But Fajr, or these prayers, they are actually a reminder of how still we're going to stand in front of Allah
mm-hmm.
on Judgment Day.
Mm.
When and we're standing in prayer, we're standing in front of Allah, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like practice for Judgment Day.
Mm.
That's actually what it is. So when we say Astaghfirullah,
mm-hmm.
those are some of the things that I want you to think about.
Okay.
When we sit there and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And we're going to kind of go through little by little what each of those things mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to know, the kids that are watching, you guys don't have to know all of this right now. Like, you don't, we said a bunch of things. Some of you may have memorized them. Your parents helped you memorize some version of it. That's cool. What I'd like to do is help you guys memorize a little bit of it at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and we'll discuss a little bit of it at a time in the morning. So that more and more, when we say these things, they benefit us. Because the whole point of this, doing this in the morning, is somehow this is going to help us throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? So may Allah Azza wa Jalla help all of us throughout the entire day and the rest of our lives. We'll take a short break. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From tomorrow, I'm going to have you recite some Quran too.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be fun. One ayah.
One. From like what surah?
I'll pick whatever surah I want.
Oh, okay.
I will give you guys a mushaf. I could read one ayah together.
I'll read one myself because I like that myself.
You like that myself? Okay. You can mess up all you want. It's okay. Not embarrassing. Okay. I mean, they'll just play it at your wedding. Okay. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, come on, let's go.
I'll show you later.
Mark spot.
Yeah,
all right, so Steve, yesterday, you know, I made a little comment about how if you're, you can come in here, how if you're like Afghan, you can't have healthy food. And I thought you should say something about that, because a lot of people from a lot of different cultures feel like, oh, it's just the way we eat. We can't help it. This is the way we eat. You know,
how you eat is dictated by you, not your culture. I mean, every culture has different spices, different varieties of food that they eat, but you can still make it clean. It took me about 10 seconds to find two guys that are from Afghanistan. That one's a bodybuilder.
Come here so we can see you.
One's a bodybuilder and just looks ridiculous, and the other guy they're calling the next Bruce Lee. So, I mean, it depends on what you do and what you eat.
Okay.
It literally took me 10 seconds to pull that up and find it. So, like I said, you dictate what you eat,
and
you can still do that within the confines of what your culture puts out. Just you eliminate a few things.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't have to be oily, doesn't have to be fatty. Yeah. You change it up. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to start with some rotations today. So we're just going to do small arm circles. Go forward. Go forward. There we go. We're going to go a little bit bigger. And all the way, supposed to be going forward.
Yeah.
All right, now we're gonna go backwards. Start little.
Oh, start little.
A little bit bigger. Go as big as you can. All right, relax.
Oh.
Go neck rotations, go to the right.
That'd be a really cool way to end this a lot.
And then go the other way. Move to the left.
The guy next to you'd be so freaked out.
Alright, now we're gonna do the hips. Go to the left.
Oh.
Left. Okay.
And this helps with circulation, getting the fluids to the right joints. Definitely helps if you have those sit-down jobs where you don't get to move very much, or if you're in school all day sitting down. And then we'll go the other direction. And then relax. Do the right ankle. Roll it to the outside. Roll it to the inside. Let's do left leg, roll it out, roll it in, all right, we're going to do left arm across the body,
left arm, we both have a left problem.
We'll switch. Legs a little past shoulder width apart. Reach down, touch the ground. But do your best.
Are you campuses?
Get in there. Get in there.
Yeah, touching
up.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's ripping my legs apart, but yeah.
Yeah, no. It's just light work.
If you can touch the ground, start walking your hands back a little further.
Yeah.
And keep your head up. Keep your eyes facing forward. Go ahead and stay in the stretching position. You want to keep your eyes facing forward, that way all the blood doesn't rush to your head and you don't end up falling out forward. And relax.
That'd be funny though.
All right, we're gonna do walking high knees.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Doing good. When we do the high knees, always make sure you're not bringing your knee in. It's straight up or out. And relax. The next one, we'll bring that right leg up, bring it out, and back down. And we'll do the left, down. Open those hips up some more.
Oh boy.
All of these stretches are great to become more functional, feel better. And on top of that, if you're trying to grow, especially a lot of young boys, trying to put on muscle, grow, just grow in general because you're getting older, it helps with that. You can't grow if you're tight.
That's why I'm not growing, okay.
Relax, go ahead and relax. Back up just a little bit right there. You guys should be good. So we're gonna do a burpee. We're just gonna do 15. So you're gonna go down, kick your feet out, push up, and when on your way up, you're gonna throw your feet forward. When you go to stand up, you're gonna jump. And you'll go back down. Okay, we'll do 15.
Okay.
When we're doing the jump up, think of it just like a squat. You want your knees to be behind your toes. See how your feet are way back here when you go to jump? Get into that good position here. And then leap up. Here we go. Better. You go 15 at your own pace. Try to jump as high as you can go. Raise those arms up. Should get your blood pumping, the heart rate up.
11.
Get those arms up. Reach for the sky as high as you can go. There you go.
Beat ya. Now I can go home. You guys stay.
Last one.
All right, we're gonna do the reverse lunges. Just like yesterday, hands on your hips, you go back, come up. Except this time we're gonna do it, stay on one leg, we'll do 10, and then switch, another 10.
Okay. Sit down.
Control your breathing. You starve your body of oxygen, the muscles start tightening up. Deep breaths. Make sure you get that leg all the way back. You want? Remember this knee will go above the ankle, and the other knee is going to be right below the hip.
Come closer to me, Ahmed.
Okay.
more.
Wait, how much are we getting? 10?
10 each.
10 on each leg. You two, put your hands on your hips for extra stabilization.
Okay. I'm good.
How do y'all feel?
You only feel alive when you're close to death. This one.
So, a little winded then.
Yeah, the burpees got me good. Very humbling exercise.
And catch your breath, take deep breaths. Tell your body to relax. So breathe in through your nose. Let it out slowly.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna do 10 push-ups. Just 10, regular push-ups. Try to go all the way down. There we go.
That's my 10. You can have that one.
Huh?
You can have that one.
Go ahead. Set a timer. And we're gonna do the Superman pose.
Okay. I know
everybody loves the Superman pose.
Oh yeah, totally.
Have it flat on your belly. There we go. Get those arms all the way out. Now we're gonna add in.
There's something to add?
You should be looking forward. Legs are off the ground, arms are off the ground.
Yeah.
You're gonna pull back, squeeze that upper back, go forward, come back, squeeze, go forward, come back, squeeze, keep that head up, eyes forward, pull back, squeeze, hold it, hold it. Forward, and relax.
I despise Superman after this.
Now we're gonna do 9 push-ups.
Oh no.
If you're at home following along, and the push-ups are too hard, just drop to your knees and keep going. We're gonna go to the Superman position again.
Of course.
I followed this great Superman.
Don't pull back yet.
Okay.
I know everybody's anxious to get that extra back work in.
No, it just distracts me from the other pain.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
We'll pull the arms back and forward. Back and forward. When I say back, I want you to squeeze my fingers, okay? Ready? Back. There you go. And forward.
Hey.
Keep going. Okay, keep them forward. It's fine. We're going to go for 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Keep them out, keep them out. One, and relax. We got 8 more push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody guess what's next?
Superman.
We're gonna do it 2 more times.
Dang. I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
Start?
Yeah, go ahead. Try to keep those arms out all the way. And 5 seconds, we'll start doing the row. Ready, go. Hold it, come out. Back. Forward. Back. Forward. Back. Forward. Back. Hold it. Hold it. And relax.
Push-ups.
We got 7 push-ups. Last set of push-ups. You got this. And we got 1 more Superman. And then we'll take a tiny little break.
Yeah, just 2 hours.
All right, ready?
2-hour break after this.
Get him out here. There we go. Get those legs off the ground. And we'll go back, forward, back, forward,
yep,
back, and we'll hold it. 5 more seconds. And relax. How you guys feel?
Spiritual.
Pretty good.
We're gonna give it a few seconds and then we're gonna do some squats.
I'm so good. It's like we haven't even started yet.
Get here.
Bring it.
All right, you guys ready?
Sure.
So again, be like we did yesterday. Legs apart, further than shoulder width apart. Your toes will be facing out. Hands up, go down, control it.
Steve, show sideways so they know where your back is supposed to go.
Here. Go down, control. Hips end up lined up with your knees. Knees are behind the toes. And then we'll go back up.
15?
No, we're just gonna keep going until I say stop.
Evil, man. Sideways or?
Very good. Try to keep those hands up by your chest. There we go.
Looks like a weird rahula. Yeah, this guy doesn't know how to pray. What's he doing?
Want to keep those knees behind the toes.
Okay.
There we go. Try to keep that upper body a little more straight. Doesn't have to be straight, just try not to lean over so much. There we go.
It's like I'm praying and squatting at the same time.
This wider stance should work your outer hips a little bit more, your outer glutes. Sides of your legs. If your outer hips are tight, it'll probably be a little bit more difficult.
Is it difficult for you, son?
Well, are we working yet?
I feel like that's an old man jab.
I think it was.
I know. I love the jab. You. Tired yet? This time?
Dang. Very good. We're almost there. 5 more seconds.
3, 4.
And relax.
Wow. I thought you were gonna start.
How are we feeling?
Great.
Great.
Hydrated.
All right, next thing is going to be jumping jacks.
So can I go my Gatorade first?
Go,
yeah,
go.
Quick.
Run.
It's definitely good to hydrate.
I'm grateful for you.
asking for the Gatorade. We bought us time.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And begin. Gotta keep that rhythm.
This is just weird, happening carpet running on your feet.
That's just you. That's not carpet, that's calories.
I had like so much coffee last night.
Almost there. Keep it going, keep it going. About 20 more seconds. And relax.
That wasn't 20 seconds?
Yeah, it was a little shorter.
Thank you for sparing our lives.
So that's because we're going to go right into high knees. So this time, we do the high knees. We'll start out at a walking pace.
Come into the shot again.
Oh, sorry. So we'll start at a walking pace, and we'll slowly build into a jog. The goal is to keep the hands moving. So if this one comes up, you have this hand over here by your backside, this hand's up by your face. As we switch, your hands rotate. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll start walking. I'll let you know when to pick it up into a jog. Get really comfortable with it, hands moving. Remember, it goes all the way back here. The other one's up by your face. Now switch.
So what happens when you study tafsir all day?
Try to keep a good rhythm. As the legs move, the hands move. Keep both arms bent. There we go. It's a little better. All right, we're gonna move it into a jogging pace.
Okay.
More of a skipping pace. It's a little awkward, it can be a little awkward getting the rhythm with the hands and the legs. So just do the knees for now. Build into it. There, get them up higher, 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 higher. Bring them up. There we go. Don't go too fast. We got 15 seconds left. Keep it going, keep it going. Control your breathing. A few more seconds. And stop. How's everybody feel?
Great.
Good.
I can't feel.
I think you got it.
Yeah, I just like to cry about it.
Has anybody done ice skaters?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll show you.
Okay, so
move back a little so you're totally in the shot. See, go ahead.
We'll start just doing a walking ice skater. So you step out, come this way.
I haven't done these.
You're just gonna bring, so if you step out on the left, you bring that right leg behind the body, kind of go into a lunge. We'll go side to side until I say stop. Keep your hands up by your chest, it'll help you balance a little more. But keep the front foot forward, or do your best to keep it forward. There we go.
Dancing.
It will make you more graceful.
Who's when you're doing the Iqama?
So you scoot back one step.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to scoot forward just one little step. There we go. It's a little harder to fit in the frame, but...
It's okay. It's going to turn into a meme anyway.
Yeah. I see people plotting against this.
And relax.
Well, let's relax before you said it. Look at that. I'm ahead of the class.
Right. Now we're going to stretch.
My favorite part.
So we'll sit down. We'll bring that left arm up. Bring it over to the right foot. Remember. The other hand comes up here. There we go.
Well, I remember. I was trying not to. That wasn't out of forgetfulness.
Standing on knees.
I'm coming. Look, I'm halfway there.
More than
I see you.
If you're lifting your legs up like this.
Yeah.
Then just relax a little more. Bring them down. Grab hold of the leg and pull yourself forward until you can make it to the toes. Which might take a few days. Might take a few weeks.
Yeah.
But you want to get used to it with the legs down. Knees are basically locked out. So we'll keep holding. Mm-hmm. Most of these exercises are intended to help everybody open the body up more, just like the stretching. Hopefully by the end of this, everybody's just moving a little better.
Yeah.
This is the...
Which if you're tight, usually tends to mean you're going to be a little bit stronger because you're not fighting against your own body to move something.
Yeah.
It means you're a little faster because you're not fighting against your own body to...
Yeah.
So rotate a joint.
To run or move, whatever it is you're doing.
Okay.
We'll switch over.
Awesome.
Right arm comes over your left foot or shin, whatever you can reach.
Left side a bit harder.
Just make sure the other, yeah, there we go. Bring that hand up. If you're back here, it's harder to lean forward. There we go.
You struggling with this
leg? Very much. This is the struggliest struggle I have.
Oh, okay. It's okay, you can make fun of me in Arabic class, but I can make fun of you now.
I've never made fun of you in Arabic class. Have I ever made fun of you in Arabic class?
No, fun.
Never once.
Troll.
Who's a troll you in Arabic class? Part of the job.
Then we'll go into the butterfly stretch. We'll bring those feet together.
I love ya.
Sam, let's grab up under our ankles this time.
Oh, under our ankles?
Yes.
Yeah, just wrap under here. Come up under this one. Pull them feet in. Push down on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And lean forward as much as you can go.
You get like stretch here. Joggers.
That's the joggers?
Yes, because these are like things like they turn into shorts. And I thought it would be a good idea to buy these. And then, they don't work out for workouts. So.
Yeah, you want loose clothing for the workouts or very stretchy material.
Okay.
Never want to be restricted while you're exercising.
Probably should have told you to turn the heat off in here.
No, it's better.
It's a bit warm.
It is, right?
It's either freezing cold or it's just warm.
Also, I'm Asian.
All right. This one, we're going to put left leg up. You keep the right knee back. You're going to push that back about as far as you can. Lean forward. And then you'll kind of sit up and squeeze your abdominals, and you want to feel that stretch right through here in your hip flexors.
I feel that.
Everybody feel it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes it can go down into your thigh. It just depends on how tight you are. But it should be in the hip flexors mainly. We want to hold all these stretches minimum of 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Don't ever need to really go more than 60 seconds. Oh. 15 is usually to maintain your flexibility.
Oh, okay.
30 and up usually help you open it up more. So you got to hold, once those muscles, or the muscle fibers come apart and stretch, you got to hold them in that position for them to remember where to stay.
Oh, okay.
Good habit while you're stretching is deep breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, focus on that tight muscle loosening it up. And if it loosens up, extend your stretch a little bit more. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna switch over.
Oh my God.
If you did it right, it'll probably feel like you worked it pretty well. Forward.
Oh my goodness, sweating so much.
Yes.
It's like a sauna in here for you, what the?
It's very well hydrated.
This is my old age leaving me.
And relax. We're gonna go arm across the body again.
Left arm or?
We'll go left arm first. Switch over. It's the same thing while you're stretching. Really pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the whole body, trying to relax the muscles.
Oh boy.
If it's an intense stretch, focus in on that stretch alone. Try to get it to relax.
Imagine people commenting how hard it is if they're not even doing it.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're struggling this time. Keyboard warrior.
We're going to interlock our fingers. We're going to come out. You're going to stretch your fingers, hands, and upper back at the same time. And knees, do the same one as yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Rotate those hands around. Hopefully, we can go a little bit further with a little less pain.
So, lean back.
Any other further, I would have a gin on me or something. that just looks
wrong.
Like an exorcism going on.
I can't even look at you.
Your arms are a lot more flexible than your legs are.
Yes. See what I can do, guys? See what I can do?
Yeah.
Like the back of my hand.
It just looks weird.
Looks like an owl's head. And relax. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Advice, Steve, for what to eat in the morning. Everybody. Before and after.
Just general.
Just some McDonald's.
I definitely wouldn't eat fast food. I guess it just depends on what you like to eat, but...
what I want you guys to do that are watching is comment with what you guys eat before and after. And maybe I can have Steve respond to some of you online today. Just so we get a conversation going about what is and isn't. Because, you know, I know he'll say protein, and a lot of people are like, what's that mean? I don't know what a protein is. So it might be a good idea to gauge from all of you what it is that you guys are consuming. And then we can maybe have a conversation about that. So you can get more engaged on my page on Facebook. And we can do it that way.
Are eggs good things to eat in the morning?
Eggs are good. Usually you want to stay away from sugars and carbs first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Carbs are very good for you, but if you're eating a bunch of carbs first thing in the morning, you're going to crash halfway through the day.
Okay.
If you're eating sugars first thing in the morning, you're going to...
So the toast is carbs?
Yes, and no toast.
But
a piece of toast isn't that bad. If you're eating a whole thing of pasta, or you're eating a whole bunch of rice, or...
Oh, Malaysians. Nasi lemak in the morning.
I love rice. I love pasta. But if I eat that in the morning, I'm not going to make it through the whole day. Because whenever it hits you, you're going to feel like you need to go to sleep. So usually carbs are better at night.
Mm.
So you can sleep it off, and it gives you the energy for the day.
Okay.
I see.
But fruits are really good in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So
it's natural sugars. It's still carbs, but it's not the same type of carbs. Eggs, one or two pieces of toast are fine. Some people take it to the extreme and eat a whole loaf of bread. Just depends on culture and where you come from.
Yeah. My thing now before this is just for some energy, I just have a banana.
Yeah, before you exercise, oats, bananas, berries, all of that stuff is great. Especially first thing in the morning. Get your exercise in, then eat a good breakfast, and then go on about your day.
Hope you guys are enjoying this. I certainly am. I love the excruciating pain. And also those of you that are noticing that I am struggling, or even the kids are struggling, the point of this was to let everybody kind of see that we're all struggling. And it's important to you know, engage ourselves and to push ourselves to do better, no matter what age we are, no matter what our situation is. There are no excuses. So instill that into yourself and instill that into your kids. When your kids see you not making any excuses, then they're going to learn to not make excuses, right? So, and if they see you struggling, they'll respect that about you. So there's no embarrassment in struggle. It's okay, I can huff and puff and act like an old man, and it's all good. But I do this. He and I have had a relationship for a long time, and you know, I taper off and fall off, and work comes along and things like that. But I'll still stay at it. And even when we used to go to the gym and stuff, I'd be grunting like an old man, making a scene, but you gotta do what you gotta do. So it's all good. That's why I make comments like an old geezer. We're doing the workout. Whatever gets you through it, but you gotta get through it. This is what إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ is the last thing I'll say. The Prophet ﷺ said that your body, certainly, especially your body, also has rights over you. So this is a ni'mah Allah gave us, and we should take care of it. You know, I wish I took care of my flexibility and my tight joints earlier in my age. I didn't. And now I have to work on that and fix it. Just instead of just, oh, it is what it is. And our genetics are not an excuse. Brown people, hear me out. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Steve.
What's up? So wait.